Hey, when is a movie theater not just a movie theater? When it becomes an outlet for alternative entertainment, for example. Imagine a room full of race fans watching and listening to a Formula One challenge on an 80-foot screen. Right, so maybe that's not your thing, but how about opera? Or World Cup at your local Cineplex. It was a hot topic at the movie industry conference known as Showfest, and someone who has seen this model in action is Tim Richards, the CEO of View Entertainment. It's a popular English movie theater chain. Hi, Tim.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, what kind of non-traditional movie events have been successful for you at your theaters?
We've been testing all kinds of different forms of alternative programming. We started with live music, but we've since moved on to live comedy, where we had actually interactive heckling across the country, and sporting events and opera, as you mentioned, has been very, very popular, and we're branching out into video games now as well.
Question: do the tickets cost more if you decide that you want to have one of these alternative forms of entertainment in your theaters?
Well, we're pricing ourselves underneath a an event, so that when you actually have a recorded event as opposed to a live one, we're charging approximately about a 50% premium on a normal ticket price, which is a fraction of seeing it live.
So, do people seem willing to pay more?
Yeah, I mean, this is an ex I mean, we hosted Genesis last summer. It was their first comeback tour in 20 years. And we charged approximately a 40% premium to see it. They had one showing, two concerts in the entire country in the UK. And it opened up an opportunity to see the band live, and it was hugely popular.
I'm interested in sort of the personal dynamic of this. You mentioned people heckling a comedy show on a big movie theater, and obviously, sort of camaraderie is part of it, the experience. But is crowd control an issue? I mean, are people encouraged to get up out of their seat and sort of experience it like a real concert or a real comedy club?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then the big difference as well is that you're getting a computer-generated perfect sight line from every seat, and the acoustics in the cinema are absolutely phenomenal. And certainly in every live concert that we've held, from rock concerts to pop concerts to opera, the common theme from our guests when they come out is how spectacular the sight and sound were. And in terms of the actual sound, it's absolutely better than the live event.
What about in terms of the sights, 2D versus 3D? Do you need 3D to make this worth it?
The 2D experience on its own is phenomenal. If you could see a 3D version, you can get a little bit of taste of the future. You mentioned the Grand Prix in your opening remarks. If you could see, imagine a car, an F1 car, coming at you at 200 miles an hour on a 60, 70-foot screen, and then imagine that same car coming off the screen in 3D. It's a really exciting event, and
Now,
that's technology that exists today.
well, I'd have to imagine that the theaters would have to be prepared for this. I mean, I've been to some theaters in some smaller towns, and you're kind of happy your seat isn't sort of falling over because it's not really bolted down too well. What kind of infrastructure needs to be in place to, say, hear and experience La Traviata at a Cineplex?
Well, I mean, the technology, this is all being done on the back of digital projection technology, and the digital projectors are being rolled out internationally and domestically in the U.S. as we speak. And the actual venue itself, ideally you would have stadium seating and very comfortable seats and lots of leg room. Not every cinema is like that, but certainly the ones that we're doing over here, we have 99% of our cinemas are stadium seating. So there, and that is a absolutely perfect computer-generated sight line.
All right, so here's the other thing you get at stadiums. You get beer. If you're watching the World Cup in a movie theater, are you able to sort of recreate the atmosphere of watching it in, say, a pub?
No, it's a very different experience because it's a social experience. I mean, it gets people out of their homes, and instead of watching a sporting event on a 20 or 30 or 40 or even a 50-inch TV at home, you can now enjoy something socially with your friends and family and even strangers collectively. And a sporting event like a movie is more fun, it's more exciting when you're enjoying it socially.
But some people say it's more fun when you can have a beer.
Well, no, well, I'm there on that one. And absolutely, and we're licensing all of our cinemas, and we've got about half of our sites licensed right now, and that's a really big thing. And to your point, in terms of the actual crowd reaction, we had for Genesis, for Kylie Minogue, for Take That, all the concerts we've done, people are up, standing up, they're dancing, they pull out their cell phones as lights in the way that we used to do with lighters or with matches. And in fact, we even had a few people take pictures of the screen. And when you see that, you can actually feel like you're actually in a concert. And that's 2D. 3D, again, will change experience completely.
We're talking with Tim Richards, the CEO of the London-based theater chain View Entertainment, talking about these alternative forms of entertainment in your local movie theater. Before I let you go, why is this a good model for theater owners?
Well, what people don't realize is that theaters are not used between 70 and 75% of the time. And this is something that it's not only for theater owners, it's for everybody. It's for our guests as well. It's an absolutely fantastic asset in a convenient location, and a cinema is an absolutely perfect soundstage.
Yeah.
So this gives an opportunity where everyone benefits.
Tim Richards is the CEO of View Entertainment. Hey, Tim, thanks for walking us through that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, coming up, remember that classic Seinfeld while Kramer invented the bra for men called the bro? We'll get ready for the next generation of men's support undergarments, the myrtle, a man girdle. We'll tell you about it in the most. That's coming up next. You're listening to The Bryant Park Project.